Hey everybody, welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Chris, and tonight, it's all about tonight, because we are gathered here with two of my very best friends and Mr. Brian Nash to play some movie trivia. We're gonna jump right in. Let's go ahead and let's meet our contestants, and then we'll meet our game host, and we'll get started. First, from Muscadine Wine Country, Muscatine, Iowa. Brian, my friend, how are you doing? What are you drinking?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm enjoying some well-deserved time off. I did trivia every single Friday night for 2 years straight. The brewery has temporarily shut down. They're going to reopen very soon. But tonight I am drinking one of their... I have one of the few remaining cans of their Oktoberfest, and it is called I Am Frau Blücher.
Nice. That's appropriate.
It actually has the nay on there as well.
That's nice. Dope.
Just got that all over my hand.
Not the first time you said that tonight.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is so good. I was saving it for a special occasion, but I got stuck with you guys.
This will do.
Well, sir, speaking of being stuck, soon to be the NC State Wolfpack stuck in the ACC, heading out to Raleigh, North Carolina. Brian McClure, my friend, how you doing? What are you drinking?
I'm doing good. Just water tonight in my Formula One cup. I can give a shout out when I lived in Louisville, Kentucky for a number of years to a comic book store that I was always at called The Zone. So anybody in Louisville, go check it out. Dan Thompson's a good guy for being a Cowboys fan.
I love Louisville. Louisville's one of my favorite places. I've never gone to Louisville and said, let me go to a comic book store, but I'm going to have to make that happen next time I'm there because I do love my comics. It's just hard to go to Louisville and then like not go get drunk.
I mean, you can do both.
Yeah, but go to The Zone during the day and go get drunk that evening.
That's not how you do Louisville.
That's true. You cannot drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
I spend more money after I've been drinking than before. So going to the comic book store after the drinking is good for local businesses. So, hey,
there you go.
My turn here. There's no fancy pop to this top. This is from the OMB Brewery. It's the Copper. Friend of the show, a good buddy of mine, Mr. Tim Dipple, got this for me at the Beer Exchange. I'm running out of them, but they are that damn good. Cheers, everybody. Like a really good malty flavor right there at the end. Speaking of a really good malty flavor, let's head up to Myrtle Beach. Turner's the best intro I can give you. I'm sorry. The segues are lackluster tonight. But Turner, my friend, you are running this game. How you doing? What you drinking? And then talk us through what we're doing tonight.
I got this, homie. Doing fantastic. Fresh off a beatdown of the number 5 Tennessee Volunteers. Your South Carolina Gamecocks are still unranked, but that says the committee sucks ass. It'll be fixed this weekend. We're going to be in the top 20, mark my words. I'm just excited we're going to be in a tournament this year. It's a rare occurrence for this. So looking forward to that. I'm drinking a Diet Dew as always because it's a school night. And by school night,
You can't mention the words committee suck ass in college sports around me right now because I'm still pissed off.
That's fair. That is absolutely fair, and you have every reason to be. We're not here to talk about sports, boys, no matter how much we love it. We are here tonight to talk about film, cinema. I present to you game 2 of what I like to call movie mashup mayhem. And here's how we're going to play. If you haven't listened to our previous episode, please do that. It was a really fun one with Mr. Ligori and Mike Mott and Jeremy Goodson. We had a lot of fun. We're going to have fun here tonight. I invited these two gentlemen specifically because I know how much they love movies, and Chris is just a pawn for trivia.
I mean, one, kind of my show, and two, you needed someone to record it.
It's very true. I can't handle recording. Once I do that, I'm taking all the power. Here's how we're going to play. I have a list of cards. I will say this is not my game. I did not create it. This is from the Fine Folk, the Valley Folk YouTube channel. I do not believe you can buy the game still. They did a whole Kickstarter thing. I believe it's in the past now. You might be able to find one on Etsy, maybe, but Anyways, they created it. I've just kind of run with it because I have no one to play with in the great state of South Carolina. So I do it over the internet. But here's what we're going to do. I have a set of cards that have two very vague plot descriptions of movies. Your job will be to mash them up into one cohesive title. And I will give us an example to kick off before we start the points. Your example. Nope, that's a video game. I don't want to do that one. I will get to that in a second. There are ones that mash up movies and video games and ones that mash up movies and TV shows. But I will explain that in a second. Your movie one as a starter. A cocky, tool-wielding space prince finds himself imprisoned on a trash planet, ruled by an eccentric leading man with an awesome jetpack that the Nazis want really bad.
I know the answer.
Read that question again.
Yeah, I got the second one.
I got the first one and the second one.
A cocky, tool-wielding space prince finds himself imprisoned on a trash planet, ruled by an eccentric leading man with an awesome jetpack that the Nazis want really bad.
All right, at this point, I think we have to talk this out.
you've got to remove the from the second movie.
That's correct.
Okay. Did not realize that that was part of the
needs
there. Okay.
So just because we're doing this as an example, what would the first movie be, Chris?
Thor Ragnarok.
Okay. What would the second movie be, Brian?
Rocketeer.
So when you mash them together, you get Thor Ragnarocketeer. All right. So what we're going to do is once you think you know the answer, I will have you go ahead and lock in for me. If you need a hint, I can give you a hint on either movie. One hint will cost you a point. Both hints will cost you 2 points, leaving you with only one. Whoever locks in first with the correct answer will get an opportunity for bonus points if you can name the year that both of the properties came out. One bonus point per. First to 30 will win the game. Also, whoever locks in first with the correct answer will have the option to tell me whether you want a movie question, a movie TV question, or a movie video game question. Everyone understand? All right, then let's kick it off with another movie question. Your starter. Baby Natalie P teams up with a plant-loving hitman to take down an underground canine gambling ring, culminating in the hit showstopper Let's Make Music Together.
I'm going to need to reread.
Okay, Brian Nash is locked in. I can reread. Baby Natalie P teams up with a plant-loving hitman to take down an underground canine gambling ring, culminating in the hit showstopper Let's Make Music Together.
What is the name of that movie?
I'm going to need a hint on the second one.
Okay.
Yeah, so am I.
Okay. Your hint for movie two. They show Pooch Hell in this movie.
What?
What?
They show Pooch Hell in this movie.
You saying Pooch?
Yes, Pooch. P-O-O-C-H.
Okay, I'll lock in.
Okay, so Chris is locked in after the hint. McClure, do you have an answer?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you want? Well, you have the first hint, so that won't do
you. I think it's ingenious, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, give me the other hint.
On the first movie?
Yeah.
Okay. First movie hint is bad guy Gary Oldman.
Because that narrows it down.
right. Yeah.
I did my time. 15 years.
No, I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Okay. That's fine. Mr. Nash, since you were the first to lock in, you want to tell me the answer?
I'm pretty sure this is Leon the Professional, Dogs Go to Heaven.
Chris?
Same thing. Doggy Poochie Hell is what got me to heaven, so nicely done.
Very good.
Leon the Professional, Dogs Go to Heaven.
And since Mr. Nash won, he gets a chance to guess the years of both Leon the Professional and All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Are they a point each or just 1 point?
They are a point each.
Oh, thank God. I have a shot. Leon, I want to say that was about, I'm going to say 95.
Oh, God, I was way off.
You're one off. 94.
I had 92.
All right. All Dogs Go to Heaven. That was a Don Bluth film. That was after Secret of NIMH. That was the, I remembered specifically that song because that was the song I realized I learned that Burt Reynolds can't sing for shit.
Stroker Ace? What? Nothing?
Uh huh. And Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Oh, God. We'll talk about that one later on, Chris.
Turgid might be the better word.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to guess 1988.
Again, you're one off. It's 1989.
Okay.
So close, my friend. So close.
Well, he did All Dogs and American Till in the same year.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, one of them, he focused more attention on one of them, and I can tell which.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like American Till just took a lot longer in post, just given the complexity of what it was.
Right.
Okay, so where are we going? Movies, TV, or video games?
We'll stick with movies to start.
We'll do. Question number two. Okay. I'm pretty sure everyone can get this one. A really cool movie about going really fast on a bus has a bad boat sequel featuring a bunch of musical toys with colorfully tall, dumb hair.
Locked in.
All right, Nash is locked in.
Read that again.
Yeah, I got it.
Chris is locked in. One more time for McClure. A really cool movie about going really fast on a bus has a bad boat sequel featuring a bunch of musical toys with colorfully tall, dumb hair.
You're going to need full titles on this, Brian.
Yeah.
That's what messed me up at first.
Yes. Yeah, you do need the subtitle of the first movie.
It took me a second reading to realize you were not looking for the first one. You were looking for the second one.
Yes. Right. And I've got the first one.
Okay.
But I couldn't make it work with what I thought the second movie is.
You can't ask for a hint.
Okay, I'm going to need a hint for the second one.
Your hint is Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick.
How do I make that work?
This one is really not hard, I'm afraid, my friend.
Yeah, well, we're both locked in, so talk it out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm guessing, like, the only thing I can think of, and I don't, maybe if it's just how it's pronounced, but yeah, I'm guessing it would be Speed 2 Cruise Control No Strings Attached.
You're Speed thinking 2. Of a wrong movie.
Yeah.
You might, okay.
Yeah. No, this one, a bunch of musical toys. Oh, toys musical that have toys. Bad hair.
Yeah.
Like, well, a doll.
Let Brian answer it.
Yeah. Nash, what's the answer?
Speed 2 Cruise Controls. It's Trolls.
Trolls is the movie.
Okay, yeah, I thought at first I was thinking Trolls, but then I thought there was something with box in it.
No, that's Dick in a Box. That's a whole different thing.
But then I was like, how do I get box? Yeah.
Chris, I'm assuming you had the same.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I listened to the part about the really bad boat sequel in the beginning, I literally wrote down Speed, and I was waiting for the second part.
I got you. All right, so, Mr. Nash, you will get a chance at the bonus points. Tell me what year for Speed 2 Cruise Control.
All right. Speed was really early Keanu, and really early for Sandra Bullock. Then Speed 2 was a couple of years later. I think Speed was around 91-ish, so I'm going to guess about 94.
Actually, Speed 1 was 1994. Speed 2 was 1997.
Damn.
You had the right. You had the idea for the 3 years between sequels, though. That was 100% spot on. So.
Yep.
What about Trolls?
Dude, I saw this shit in the theater.
I did too.
Oh, why?
Because my kid thought it was going to be good.
Your kid was wrong.
No. Yes, it was. He admits that now.
Remember, how old was your kid when he wanted to see it?
I know, because it happened pre-pandemic, and time has no meaning. after the year 2000, time lost all meaning. There's been so many damn troll movies since then. I'm going to guess 2018.
2016. We still have a score of Mr. Nash with 6, Mr. Liguori 1 point behind with 5. Mr. McClure still waiting to get on the board, but we have plenty of game left.
Slacking here.
Movies, TV, or video games? Where are we going?
Let's try TV this time.
Excellent. So this will be a TV and then a movie. Benson and Stabler investigate a sex crime perpetuated by two bookstore entrepreneurs who professionally loathe each other while unknowingly caught up in an adorable, email-centric romantic tryst together.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Chris and Mr. Nash are in.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to need the hint for the TV.
Okay. Your hint is Ice-T and Richard Belzer, also on the case.
And you're both locked in?
Yes.
Yep.
So you can talk it out.
Is it Law and Order SVU Got Mail?
That's what I'm looking for. Very good. Everyone will get full points. Oh, nope, I'm sorry. You needed the hint. You will get 2 points, but that's okay. You're on the board.
Finally.
And Chris, you get the opportunity at the bonus points. Tell me the original year for Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Woo! That one. Listen, I am not a serialized television guy. I just don't care.
I just looked this up like a couple days ago, like the number of seasons.
Right.
Yeah, I know it's been on for forever. Like, I'm wondering, like, how far back does it go? And I also get it really confused with NYPD Blue, which is another show that I just do not give a shit about. I also have a problem with consuming that type of television because it just puts me in a bad mental state, so I try to avoid it. If I'm watching a procedural, I'm watching Psych. Like, I'm watching something fun.
Right, right.
I'm going to guess SVU was 2004.
1999.
Jeez!
I thought it was in the 90s. Yeah, it's been around that long.
I had Law & Order at as 98. I'm guessing I'm off there, too.
No, Law & Order, I think, was 90 or 91.
Holy
God. It was definitely early.
I was 7 years old.
It's been...
Yeah.
Dick Wolf's been making money forever, baby. All right, how about You've Got Mail?
That I know is 98.
That is correct for one bonus point.
Oh, shit, you tied me.
All right. Yes, indeed. We are tied 9-9-2. And Mr. Liguori tells me where we are going next.
Let's go back to movie.
Okay. I have a feeling I can throw the video game pile out for this one. Jeremy's not playing.
I don't know. You don't have to throw it away.
Okay. All right. Movie. Here we go. Nicolas Cage's lavish, fast-paced life is turned upside down with a wife and kids after a platoon of U.S. soldiers is captured by communists and brainwashed.
Yeah, you really ratcheted up the difficulty level.
That's pretty difficult.
Read that again. Hang on. Read that again.
Nicolas Cage's lavish, fast-paced life is turned upside down with a wife and kids after a platoon of U.S. soldiers is captured by communists and brainwashed.
So I can't. I got the first one is obviously the Wicker Man remake. I can't get the second one.
Is it though?
No.
I set these up, man. I set these up. The Wicker Man remake. Get out of here,
dude. He's the
Please!
One.
He's trying to figure out how to get remake into the second movie.
He's the one that made it. Don't blame me. It's a bad movie to begin with. I'll die on that hill. I'm going to need a hint on at least number two.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Nash, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'll take a hint on number two.
Number two.
Can you reread the question first, though?
Oh, yeah, sure. Nicolas Cage's lavish, fast-paced life is turned upside down with a wife and kids after a platoon of U.S. soldiers is captured by communists and brainwashed. Your hint for number two is, it got the remake treatment.
A platoon of soldiers got captured by communists and brainwashed.
Oh, is that...
All right. I actually need a hint for number one as well.
Okay. Chris, do you want to hit? Okay.
I'm trying to get there. If I can get there at number two, I can get number one. Because I know Nicolas Cage's filmography. I know the movie I want to go with, but I can't think what the title is. Just give me a minute, and then I'll throw in the towel if I can't get there.
Then in that case, I will, Mr. Nash, I will text you the hint separately.
I'll take the hint on one.
Yeah.
McClure? Okay.
Yeah.
Hints all around. Okay. Your hint for the first movie is that wife is Taya Leone.
I kind of knew that.
I just don't know the name of the damn movie.
This might be our first X.
Yeah, I'm going to tap, guys. I don't want to waste too much
time. I can't make it with what I'm thinking the first one. I can't make it work. And I have no idea what the second one is. I can't even get there.
I'm tapping already. I'm going to Google to see what
the movie is. I'm going to take a guess.
Wager a guess. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm tapping.
Okay.
The Company Manchurian Candidate.
You're very close. You don't have the first movie. It is The Family Manchurian Candidate.
Family Man.
Oh!
That was it. I could not pull Manchurian Candidate. Had I gotten there, I think I would have had a good shot.
Damn it.
I was stuck on, was that Boys from Brazil? It wasn't Boy. It definitely wasn't Boy.
That was a tough one. That was absolutely a tough one. All right. Chris, would you like to stay with movies?
I mean, I'm kind of feeling once bitten and twice shy. Let's go to television. Why not?
Okay. All right. All right. So what do we have? All right. We are going for TV and then movies. All right. This Seattle hospital has it all. Drama. Sex. Lots of big medical words. And a rage-suppressing Rhode Island state trooper with an eye for Renee Zellweger.
Locked in.
Mr. Liguori first, Mr. Nash second.
Man. Oh.
Chris, I only know this because of you.
I don't think that's a compliment.
I know this because of Boozy.
Okay, yep, I've got it. I've locked it. Okay, you already locked in?
Everyone's locked in. All right. Mr. Liguori, tell me what you think.
Grey's Anatomy, myself, and Irene.
Mr. Nash?
Yep.
Mr. McClure? Excellent. Yep. Good job, guys. Points all around.
Which one of the me, myself, and Irene was not Boozy's? We have Grey's Anatomy on Boozy at some point?
Grey's Anatomy has definitely been on Boozy.
That's a Leah call, then. Don't blame me. I'm happy McDreamy died or McSteamy died. I don't care.
All right, Chris, your bonus attempts. The first season of Grey's Anatomy.
God, they're on season like 18 now, so...
Oh, wait. This is horseshit. That's not correct. I don't know what they're doing. I will look it up. Okay. Actually, I know it.
You don't even need to look it up?
I don't need to look it up. Nope.
I'm going to say it started in 2008.
Was it 06?
Nope. It is 05.
My God.
Because it was the same time frame as Desperate Housewives and Lost. All right. Me, myself, and Irene.
Yeah, it came out when I was in high school. I feel like it came out my senior year, which puts it like 2000/2001. If it came out my senior year, would that have been a summer release? It feels like a summer release. I wasn't working on theater at that point in time. And in summer of 2001, I was in college. I'm going to say it was 2000.
You are correct.
Good poll. I'd have got it wrong.
With that, we have a 1-point lead for Mr. Liguori. All right, where are we going?
To the beer fridge. I'll be right back.
That man knows how to celebrate a win.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so I'm a little mad right now. I'm not going to lie, because I went and opened the beer fridge and I found one microbrew that I had not opened yet. But I have a rule. I have standards on this show. I know that's hard to believe. But I don't open beers that I haven't had on the show before in the middle of an episode because I want to give the brewery a chance to get some publicity. So I'm just doing another copper. This is actually my last one from the Tim Dipple pack. But I'm going to keep drinking it. The OM Beeb Distillery Brewery. So, hey, cheers.
I mean, we know where he lives. We can get you to send him some.
I really thought you were going to, when you started out with that, I thought you were going to go OMD and Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
No, I'm going to say OMG. Let's keep on moving. Let's go over to movies.
All right. 9 crisscrossing stories centered around affection during the holidays. Includes one about the alcoholic who returns to Sin City to drink himself to death before getting sidetracked by prostitute love.
Locked in.
Nash is in.
Locked in.
Mathur is in.
The two movies that I have don't match. So 9 separate stories leads me to the holiday. The clue about Vegas leads me to Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, which is, what's his name? The guy, Johnny Depp launches ashes into space. What's his freaking
Hunter S. Thompson?
Yeah, that's his name. That's not the plot of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Let me get sure that clue one more time.
Absolutely. So just the clue for the second movie?
The whole thing.
The clue or the question?
Okay.
Question, I'm sorry.
9 crisscrossing stories centered around affection during the holidays includes one about the alcoholic who returns to Sin City to drink himself to death before getting sidetracked by prostitute love.
I think the first one's The Holiday, but I feel like I'm getting stuck on that because I love that movie so damn much. I'll take the hint for number 2. I can't get there.
Number 2, your hint is Nick Cage? Oscar?
You just said you knew his filmography, so.
it's leaving Las Vegas. The Holiday? No. No, 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 no.
This is I Know What You Did Last Summer all over again.
You son of a bitch!
I'll explain that story later, gentlemen.
I'm half a bottle of wine and two beers in on my third, so this is
just... I understand. I can read the first part again if you need.
Yeah, one more time.
9 crisscrossing stories centered around affection during the holidays.
God, it's not the holidays. Love Actual leaving Las Vegas. Daggone.
There we go.
There we go.
It's like a holiday. Man.
So mad.
I know. You figured it out, though.
I've got to work tomorrow, so this is going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That takes Mr. Nash to 15. Mr. Liguori drops down to 14. And Mr. McClure at 8. But Mr. Nash, chance at bonus. Mr. Nash, Love Actually.
I don't have a clue. Let's try 2004.
You were so close. Right 2003.
Damn it.
And Leaving Las Vegas.
Leaving Las Vegas. I watched that not for Nicolas Cage and his Oscar. I watched it for Elizabeth Shue.
As you should.
Leaving Las Vegas, I'm going to hazard a guess and say 98.
1995.
Oh, damn. Oh, I had 96. Okay.
All right. Well, that's okay.
The years.
96 Oscars. Okay. Never mind.
So, Mr. Nash, where would you like to go?
Video games, please.
Okay. Interesting. Let's see if I can find a good one.
I've got to do at least one.
This better be like 8-bit Atari.
Okay. So it will be a video game followed by a movie. Sprint, collect coins, and swipe your screen to dodge obstacles in ancient shrines until Steven Seagal can liberate this battleship and save your incapable butt.
Can you get a reread?
Of course. Sprint, collect coins, and swipe your screen to dodge obstacles in ancient shrines until Steven Seagal can liberate this battleship and save your incapable butt. I feel like everyone has the movie and you're just struggling for
I can't get it. Yes. I need a hint on a video game.
Yeah. Hint yeah. On okay. Video game, please.
We're all old. You lost it and swipe your screens.
You can play this game at Dave and Buster's, guys. Come on. Your alternate title for this game is Pagoda Jog.
Locked in.
All right, Nash is in.
Wait, could you just reread the question one more time, please?
Of course. The question? Sprints, collect coins, and swipe your screen to dodge obstacles in ancient shrines until Steven Seagal can liberate this battleship and save your incapable butt.
Okay, yeah, locked in.
Pagoda Jog?
Pagoda Jog. I would say Pagoda Dash is probably more accurate.
I don't know the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to.
We know the movie, so.
Right, and that's, I'm trying to work backwards, and I'm not.
Exactly. This is a tough one.
What's a synonym for pagoda?
Where would you find an ancient shrine?
Yeah, I know. I've got a logical guess. I just never heard of a game called it. I'll lock in.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to be something run under siege, but I don't know what the run. Where would you? Bangkok run under siege.
Where would Indiana Jones find a lot of doom?
Yes, I got it right.
Temple run under siege.
I've never heard of Temple Run though. Oh my god!
Temple Run under siege. Yeah, okay. It's a very popular mobile game.
Beg to differ, but okay.
I have heard of the title.
Your kid's older though. That makes sense.
Yeah, and he is a video game nut.
But unfortunately, since you all needed hints, we will not be awarding bonus points on that one. But just for fun, what do you think Temple Run was?
2016.
18.
2011.
Dude.
Yeah. All right. That's okay. Mr. Nash, you were the first to chime in, so where would you like to go? I'm assuming away from video games.
Let's go back to movie.
I figured. Okay. Fantastic. Oh, I've been waiting for this one. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker! Van Damme's got a mullet.
Locked in.
McClure is in.
Locked in.
Nash is in.
I think I locked in with the wrong answer. I'm going to stick with it, but I think it's wrong now that I'm thinking about it.
Van Damme's got a mullet?
Van Damme's got a mullet. That is your entire hint for movie
two. I'm going to come out and say it. I don't like Jean-Claude Van Damme. I like the first movie I saw him in was Street Fighter, and y'all, it did not go uphill. It did not go uphill from there.
Bloodsport was worthy.
We'll talk about.
Actually, like I like Time Cop in a bad movie way.
Wasn't he also in Kickboxer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the other one on the... Oh, hold on. There's a Van Damme off in the 80s movie Bracket Challenge, and I was a participant in the action movies, and it was Bloodsport versus...
It had to be against Kickboxer.
It must have been Kickboxer, which means it's nothing against a D. I need a hint on number two.
Sure.
I hate Van Damme. I even watched his stupid JCVD movie that came out where he was a... Sorry, go ahead.
Your alternate title, Difficult Bullseye.
I'll lock in with Die Hard Target.
There you go. Mr. Nash and Mr. McClure agree. Fantastic.
I locked in, I had a momentary panic of, wait, is it Hard Target or Hard to Kill?
That's exactly where it's went.
No, Van Damme is Hard Target, right? Yep. I think so. Yep. That's what I'm going with.
Seagal is hard to kill.
Yeah. It's like, wait, no, we're going back to Seagal again.
Which way?
Mr. McClure is the first to lock in successfully. You get a chance at the bonus points. Die Hard.
I'm flipping a coin here, and I'm probably going to be wrong either way. I'm going to split the middle and go 87 for Die Hard.
You guys are continuously one off. It's 1988.
I was like 86, 88, crap.
And Hard Target.
Okay, that's... Goes 92.
Again, you are one off. It is
1993.
Oh, it's so hard. Movie dates are hard. But
Jimmy's right on the nose. A really hard target to hit. So,
oh, look at puns. Big pun. That does make us tied though at the top, 19-19, and Mr. McClure has gained a little bit of ground at 11. Brian, where would you like to go?
We'll stick with movies.
Fantastic. The shitter's full, and these two British slackers need to survive the zombie horde.
Locked in.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
That's no, I'm not. Hang on.
I'll lock in. I just can't make it quite fit. This is like the jigsaw puzzle. You have to cut the edge up to make it fit perfectly. So I'll lock in.
It's a tiny bit of a stretch.
Yeah, because the movie I was thinking of the second one is not I think all of a sudden I did. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
The shitter's full, and these two British slackers need to survive the zombie horde.
Locked in. Okay, now I'm there.
I will let Mr. Nash go since he locked in first. What do you think it is?
I believe this is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation of the Dead.
That is what we're looking for. Points all around. Excellent.
Yep. Somehow I locked in with Zombieland.
Okay.
Like it, in my head, Christmas Vacation, Zombieland went together. And they're like, wait, no, that doesn't go together.
That's a good take back. All right, Mr. Nash, Christmas Vacation, what year?
I will take a stab at 1988.
1989.
God, really?
I was going to say 89. I'm like, no, I'm always off. Let me go down one.
Brian, it's Taylor Swift. You never bet against Taylor.
That is our Lord and Savior, Taylor Allison Swift. Get her name correct. And okay. Shaun of,
okay,
Shaun
I can of shake the it off.
Perfect.
Shaun of the Dead.
Whatever you think it is at a year.
You're right.
2002.
2004.
Okay.
Okay. So, Mr. Nash and Mr. LaGore are still tied at 22. Mr. McClure to 14. Where are we going?
Oh, let's... I'm a glutton for punishment. Let's try video games one more time.
All right. Let's see if I can pick a better winner for you. We'll see. Here's a winner. He ain't Donald, and he ain't Daffy, but he is from another planet, and he needs to get back to it before a Nintendo Zapper shoots him out of the sky.
Locked in.
Wait, reread the quest, or reread the question one more time.
Absolutely. Yeah, because, wait, it is what it's...
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is a movie first, and then a video game.
Okay.
Specifically a Nintendo game. He ain't Donald, and he ain't Daffy.
Yeah, I'm locked in. I'm locked in.
Okay, everyone's in. All right, Chris, go ahead and tell us what the answer is.
Howard the Duck Hunt.
That is what we're looking for. Good job, guys. Yeah, I was like, dude, I had to struggle to find one. I was like, yep, I think they got this one. Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. You get the chance at the bonus points. So tell me, Howard the Duck, what year?
I mean, it's Leah Thompson. It's post Back to the Future. So it's going to be mid to late 80s. I'm thinking it's 86, 87, because she was also in Back to the Future 2, which was 3 years after the original, which puts me at 86, I believe.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I'll go 86.
86 is correct.
Back to the Future is at 84, 87.
Back to the Future 2 is 89. It was a 5 year difference.
Was it really? Okay. 84 is Back to the Future, though, right?
Yes, 84 is Back to the Future. Okay. All right. Duck Hunt. What year?
Okay, this has come up on PTE before because, like, I've documented. I had the Nintendo version, but it was the one that had the three games on it. So Mario 1, Duck Hunt, and then the Olympics version for the track. Okay. That I'm not sure if you guys can tell by my physique, but, like, was on it all the freaking time. Like,
my brother's cat won in the track on the power pad running across the house, but hitting it and still won.
Yeah. So my thing is, it's a lot earlier than I remember. At least I remember this from Mario Brothers 1. I'm going to say it's around the same time and say 87.
I think it's 85.
It's even earlier than I thought. 84? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Nintendo is earlier than you ever think it is. It really is.
It didn't hit the U.S. till the 90s, though, right? Or late 80s?
No, it hit the U.S. in 1985.
Mid-80s.
Okay, I was okay.
Yeah, it hit the U.S. Even earlier than you realize.
It took a little while to catch on here, is what I'm hearing. Because I could swear I got that game in like 90, 91.
Because one of the first games that it came with was the Gyromite. Came with Rob, that little robot thing. That's what it started.
Robbie the Robot. Well, sorry for the listeners for my audio delay. Candace is feeding me snacks.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird that she's just like feeding you grapes like, while you're laying there.
And painting me nude. It's fantastic.
She's a big fan of History of the World Part 1.
Yes, 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 no.
A 1 point lead.
Hey, y'all. So you can obviously tell this question came up in two straight movie episodes. These are recorded well over a month apart. So there's no excuse for me getting it wrong twice, but yeah, it happens. Enjoy the rest of the show. Yeah, we're going to go we're going to go TV movies or movie TV. Why not?
Fantastic. He isn't a gigolo. He isn't a hot chick. He's a guy with abilities gifted from a spattering of wildlife, and he's trying to navigate the world as a smart kid smack dab in the center of a working class family.
Smart kid.
Sorry, you said this was movie TV?
Yes, I did.
Could you repeat that, please?
Oh, Chris is in. Sure, I can read it again. He isn't a gigolo. He isn't a hot chick. He's a guy with abilities gifted from a spattering of wildlife, and he's trying to navigate the world as a smart kid smack dab in the center of a working class family.
Locked in.
Okay, Master's in.
I've got something that works, but I don't think it's right. But I can't come up with anything else right now. So we're going to go with Mighty Joe Young Sheldon.
Okay. I'm afraid that's incorrect. Chris, you want to tell him what the answer is?
So I don't know if the answer is right. I don't remember if the movie is called Wild Animal or The Animal. I went with The Animalcolm in the Middle.
Mr. Nash?
The Animalcolm in the Middle.
Okay. That is what we're looking for. The Animalcolm in the Middle. Speaking of terrible movies, The Animal.
Multi-Razzie nominated, I'm hoping.
Yes. The hint for that is the star's name rhymes with snob writer.
I get to guess.
You sure do? The Animal.
I don't care.
Nor should you.
2006.
I'm afraid it was 2001.
I'm afraid it was that early too. Okay.
Can you name me the love interest in The Animal?
I remember she was hot.
Fantastic.
But my only knowledge of the movie are the 30-second previews, and I can't place the face. So
Survivor, the Australian Outback, came out around the year 2000-2001. Colleen Haskell from Survivor, Australian Outback.
No chance in hell I was getting that.
Yeah, never even heard of that. Reality TV star.
Yeah,
star.
I believe her one and only movie. Okay, Malcolm in the Middle, first season.
There's a post Seinfeld and the end of Friends through Parks and Rec is a blind spot for me. Frankie Muniz, he did those Agent Cody Banks movies with, was that Amanda Bynes? That puts it towards right after college for me, which means that's probably during college. So 2004?
2000, straight up.
Okay, I'm way off. I'm just going to keep drinking. You guys have a good show and chill here.
No, you can't keep drinking because you have to tell me where we're going next.
Let's go TV movies. I'm having fun with this one.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and wrap up when we get to 35 points. Chris, you are at 29. Nash is at 28. McClure is at 17. So very important couple questions. Okay. What do we got? We got a movie and then a TV show. A sword-wielding, mostly butt-naked Arnie traverses the Earth to avenge his parents, who were zany to the max and had baloney in their slacks.
Locked in.
McClure is in. Candace is laughing in the kitchen. Nash is in.
You read the first one again. Read the first part as again. I know the second one of the TV show.
I sure can. A sword-wielding. Never mind, I got it. Okay, Nash. Chris is in. Mr. McClure, what are we looking for?
It is Conan the Barbarian Animaniacs. How are Barbarian Animaniacs?
Close enough. Conan the Barbarian Animaniacs. That's a stretch, but well done, gentlemen.
The highlight of my day is hearing Candace giggle in the background.
She enjoyed that one thoroughly. All right, Mr. McClure, your bonus opportunities. Conan the Barbarian.
That is much earlier than what I think it is. And is it even earlier than what I'm going to guess? And it may be, but I'm going to say 81, but it may be 78.
No, you were one off again, 1982.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's earlier than I thought.
The first season of The Animaniacs.
Oh,
I actually know this one.
I may be one off again. We're going to say 94.
You're one off again.
93.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yep. I know what I did wrong.
Oh, Candace knew it. Good job, man.
I first had it like, wait, crap. When was the election? Because Oakland was in it. And then, yeah.
Okay. That's fine. All right. So we have a very important next question. Chris, if you lock in correctly, you will win the game.
Don't do it.
Just don't do it. Candace.
I'm going to move on to another drink here real quick.
Sure. Mr. McClure, tell us where we're going. I'm assuming not video games.
movies.
Two inept humans are on a road trip to return a briefcase to a lady nestled away in the snowy mountains of Aspen, where a Broadway writer and director is trying to prove he is more than the flighty superhero he portrayed on television many years ago. I will read again. Two inept humans are on a road trip to return a briefcase to a lady nestled away in the snowy mountains of Aspen, where a Broadway writer and director is trying to prove he's more than the flighty superhero he portrayed on television many years ago.
Locked in.
Nash is in.
How many points do I have right now?
You have 32. Mr. Nash has 31.
Okay, so Nash can't catch me here no matter. Oh, I guess he can, right? He can get three and then get one of the bonuses.
He sure can.
Win. I get a reread one more time. I've got the first one. I can't get the second one.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely. Two inept humans are on a road trip to return a briefcase to a lady nestled away in the snowy mountains of Aspen, where a Broadway writer and director is trying to prove he is more than the flighty superhero he portrayed on television many years ago.
What's bothering me is that I think I know the year for the movie, at least for the first one, which means Brian probably has a good guess on it. Although knowing him, he'll be one off.
I haven't got one right yet.
So my issue is, like, do I try and throw a wag out there to try and get the last one? But if I don't, I'm going to end up behind because Brian probably has this right. And then Brian's playing for 1 point. I'm going to be playing for two. So I think I've got to play for Brian getting the bonus wrong on both accounts and try and play for a tie. So I'm going to go for a hint on the second one. Yeah.
Who knew there was strategy to this game? Okay. Your hint for number two is hint for the second movie is it won the Best Picture award.
Read the question one more time.
Sure. Two inept humans are on a road trip to return a briefcase to a lady nestled away in the snowy mountains of Aspen, where a Broadway writer and director is trying to prove he is more than the flighty superhero he portrayed on television many years ago. For our listeners at home, the drama here is riveting.
You're going to have fun editing out all the silence.
Right. Here's the issue is that the silence is the easy stuff to edit out is when people
It's like chunk.
With
chunk.
Witty comments in the middle. It's like, I got to go back and check, see if that's value added or not. And usually it's Turner's off, so I have to just delete it out.
Oh, God damn it. My one remaining feeling is hurt.
I can't make any of the last clues fit.
Nope. Neither can I.
Now I'm singing Tool in my head. I know the pieces fit. Watch them fall away. No fault, not what I'm trying to do here, Chris.
I fall to pieces.
Really am in a schism right now. No Tool fans here? Oh, I'll sit myself out.
I mean, I've heard the band. I know that they make music.
Maynard's not helping right now.
Yeah, I don't know the second one. I'm not coming up with anything.
I'm going to lock in.
Okay. Yep, locked in for a two-pointer. All right.
McClure is tapping. Before Brian does?
You absolutely may. Let's get some drama.
My guess is Dumb and Dumber and is Scared Stupid.
You're so close, but I'm afraid I can't award points. Mr. Nash, take a shot.
Pretty sure it's Dumb and Dumb Birdman.
Dumb and Dumb Birdman is what I'm looking for.
Wow.
Or to be
specific, a lot of Birdman.
Dumb and Dumb Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
I'm glad you didn't make me come up with the subtitle.
I was racking
my brain, and I could not remember that goddamn subtitle.
How is that a forgettable Best Picture winner? It's from a technical standpoint, an amazing film. Yet utterly forgettable, and I just don't get it. Dadgum.
All right, but what that leaves us with
drama
is Mr. Nash at 34, Chris at 32, Ryan at 20. Mr. Nash, if you can get either one of these movies, you will win. Let's start off with Dumb and Dumber.
I've been racking my brain because I know Liar Liar was 94. I remember that. So I've been trying to remember, was Dumb and Dumber before that or after that? Or was Liar Liar 96? God damn it.
I thought you knew.
Mask was 94. Liar Liar was 96. I'm going to take a crack at it and say 1995.
It's the year of Jim Carrey. Three number one movies, Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and The Mask, all in 94.
Don't celebrate just yet, Chris.
I'm not, but I'm happy he got one wrong. I feel like I've lost to Brian seven times in my life, and I don't want it to be eight.
Wait, did he say 95, though?
He said 95. It's 94.
So he was, once again, 1 year off.
Oh, yeah.
For the win, Brian. Birdman.
2018.
We play on, gentlemen. 2014. Mr. Nash, you can choose your fate. You do have a one-point lead. Where are we going?
Oh, he's going to do the video games here.
That's devious.
That would be a fair play.
Movie.
Okay, let's go.
Let's make some drama.
Newlyweds try to maintain their sanity and their marriage as their dream house hilariously falls apart. In their cursed hometown, in which they have returned to do battle with a ravenous sewer-dwelling demon that tormented them in their youths.
Locked in?
Locked in.
Chris and McClure are in. Mr. Nash, no matter what happens, if you lock in correctly, you will win. Can read again if you need.
Is he up by more than two?
He's up by one. But if he gets 3 points, he'll win. It's not the first person to get the points.
I would be the... because I wouldn't get a chance at the bonus.
Well, it's just the first person 35. So, you'll both hit 35 if you get it right.
Yeah, but I'd have a chance for a bonus,
right? Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
More drama. Okay. Read that for me one more time, please.
Absolutely. Newlyweds try to maintain their sanity and their marriage as their dream house hilariously falls apart. In their cursed hometown, in which they have returned to do battle with a ravenous sewer-dwelling demon that tormented them in their youths.
So it's most definitely the money pit is the first half. Oh, Jesus, I'm overthinking this. It's the money pit part one.
Here's what I'm going to do. It's not, I'm afraid. Mr. McClure, would you actually, Chris, why don't you school him on this one?
The Money Pit Chapter 2.
Right, because they return.
They return.
The first movie is all about their kids. Chapter 2 is when they return.
No. With Bill Hader and Justin Chastain.
Yep.
I'm afraid I cannot accept.
You're right.
So, with that, we've taken all the drama out of it, I'm afraid. Chris Liguori is going to get our win tonight, gentlemen. But very well played. Let's start with Chris. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm sorry.
That was tricky.
That was a hell of a fun game. I do not look forward to editing it, but you know what? I had a good time.
Excellent. Mr. Nash coming in second. Did you have a good time as well?
Oh, hell yes. I'm just going to hang out with you guys and we're going to play a game too. All right, let's do it. Oh, it's movies? Even better.
Agreed. Mr. McClure, do you have a good time?
Great time. I feel like I am losing my movie credibility here, but I did like the bookends of Speed 2 Cruise Control with It Chapter 2. the full subtext there. That was nice.
That was a lot of fun, gentlemen.
Did It Chapter 2 need to be 3 hours long?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Yes. Was it still a good time? Yes. I will say to our listeners out there, hopefully this by the time this comes out, tell us how we're doing. Give us some feedback, positive or negative. If it's negative, we will 100% ignore it, but please feel free to say it anyway.
or bring Chris.
This is true. But if you'd like to play, we hope to make this game a monthly segment maybe. I'm not trying to take over the world. I'm not trying to take over PTE VV Network. But we like to do this. We hope to do it once a month. Please, if you'd love to play, let us know in the Discord. Let us know on the PTE VV Facebook. We're going to look for more competitors. I love having some evenly played matchups. This is a lot of fun. And I hope you'll join us next time.
Oh, and as one famous movie director said when we walked on the set was, who's in charge here?
He's correct.
If you want to be a part of the PTE Network and our family of podcasts, we've got five of them now, by the way, and not going to lie, and I'm not tooting my own horn because I'm only responsible for two of them, but I have heard all five. They're good shows. You can go to ptebb.com and there's an appearance request functionality right there. You can throw an intake in. Whenever myself, Jeffy Donuts, Mike Mott, Tim Dipple, Jeff Gore, Brittany Shaw, or the incomparable Jay Borsum are looking for guests, or Jeremy, my God, Jeremy Goodson, whenever we're looking for guests, we'll be pulling from that group. But I will say our Patreon subscribers will always come first. If you want to support the show financially, Patreon.com/PTEBB is your best place to do that. That puts the money back into the show. Jay talks about this on her show, but the ultimate goal here for all of us is to get to a point where we can hire a full-time editor so we can spend more time creating content and less time doing the back-end stuff. The money that you put into the Patreon goes towards that goal. So if you've got the financial means to support the show, that's the best place to do it. Not to mention all the bonus content you'll get through the PTEBB Patreon. PTEBB.com has all that information for you. There's actually going to be, by the time this episode comes out, a new link. I'll drop it in the show notes, so check that. Jeff Gore has been hard at work in moving all of our stuff over to a new website. You know what?
It's worth it, y'all. It really is.
I'm sorry. I'm auto-tuned to turn Brian Nash off whenever he talks. What did you say?
I said, it's worth it.
Oh, good. Thank you. You can be like Turner. You can be like Brian, and you can support us there. But the best part of this podcast has been being able to meet awesome people like the people you see on that you hear on this show right now. You can't see them. I can see them. Love you too, Brian. It's been the best part of this for me personally. Hopefully you enjoy the show. Jump on over there. Give us some support. If you like movies, though, like, not going to lie, if you like movies, you're going to want to check out what's happening over on Boozy Bracketology right now, because we are back and at this point neck deep in the best 80s movie bracket. For those that don't know, it is a 200 plus seed tournament that we have broken down into 17 mini brackets. We are taking those 17 mini brackets. We're going to put them head to head in a championship game. We're going to decide once and for all what is the best 80s movie ever made.
You're wrong.
I will just straight out the bat.
I have opinions. I will argue them to the death. It's going to be over on Boozy Bracketology. Brian, we've got, I believe, the you mentioned earlier, but we got the musical category coming up. Like, we've got The Wall. We're talking about Coal Miner's Daughter, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, Fame, Chorus Line. Like, these are all classic, classic movies. Am I forgetting one or several?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Popeye's in there, too. Popeye qualifies as a musical.
Stand Alive. Xanadu.
Grease 2. And Grease 2 is in there.
Fucking Grease 2.
What about Breaking 2?
No Electric Boogaloo.
No Electric Boogaloo for you. Talking Heads.
La Bamba. La Bamba's in there, too.
Yes. We're filming teen comedies Thursday night.
I'm not in that. Actually, crap.
Neither am I.
Yep. I am there to record backup, but y'all have fun. All this to say, a lot going on over at Boozy. Frenemy Season 2, the Frenemy Trivia Podcast Season 2, is live starting February, which will be after this episode airs. Jump on there for Frenemy. I'll throw this out there. I just recorded Verboten with Mr. Mike Mott. Because I've been doing this show for 4+ years. Mike has been one of my best friends for a long time. I love recording with Mike. It is one of the funnest recordings I've ever been a part of. It is so much fun. Jay has written and created an amazing show. And then soon, Mr. Jeffy Donuts will be bringing me on to play a little Draft Days. This turned into a really long read. It wasn't meant to be. I'm just genuinely excited for what we have here. Listen to our other shows if you get a minute. It's great. Support the show if you can. You know what? Let's go around to our contestants one last time. Let's give them a chance to shout out anything they have. Starting off in Raleigh, North Carolina, Brian McClumberfine, what do you got going on? Any shout outs you want to give? Any causes you want to talk up? The floor is yours.
I'll just say, thanks for having me. And sometimes reach out to the people that always reach out to you. Reverse the 50-50 conversation or 90-10 conversation and be in that minority to reach out to other people. You never know what it means to somebody.
I will emphasize the hell out of that. Muscatine, Iowa, Brian Nash, what do you got for us?
Well, I will follow that up with kind of my standard, which is if you are given the choice, be kind. And because I love her and we already brought her up a couple times, but, check out the WTF the World Trivia Federation. Jay Borsum is the hardest working woman in trivia. She writes the best trivia, like weekly league there is. I will throw that out there. It's the best one out there, period. I know them's fighting words.
Turner, finish us off.
If you're interested, I mean, our guests have already said wonderful things that absolutely everyone should take to heart. So I'll just be selfish and say, if you want to hear more of me, you can catch me on twitch.tv/castopher, CASSTOPHER, doing wrestling trivia. You can catch me on YouTube at Lights Out Trivia, defending my World Trivia Championship. Please come check us out. We spin a wheel, random categories, and we answer questions, and we generally act like assholes. It's a lot of fun. You can catch me around your PTE various networks, doing Boozy Bracketology, doing PTE, and occasionally hosting the show. But mostly just, you know, trying to have a good time with my friends, which is what life is all about.
Amen to that. We hope you enjoyed the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We had a hell of a good time bringing it to you. For the Pub Trivia Experience, I have been Chris.
I've been Brian.
I've been Turner.
We will see you next week with a new episode. Until then, have a good one.
A little ticked.
I really thought that in that list of words you were also going to say Gamecock.
What are you still pissed about?
Florida State not getting into the college football.
Undefeated games. Power 5 conference champion with multiple top 20 wins, including two over the vaunted SEC, in which we held the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback to sub 200 yards passing. Yet we're not good enough to get into the playoff because Alabama, who needed a freaking miracle to beat a shitty Auburn team, got in.
I can give you all that. I'm not wearing my shirt tonight. I'm a Michigan fan.
Good. I'm very happy with Michigan.
And on the back of the shirt I have all the scores of all the games. And let me tell you, the win over Ohio State and really the win over Alabama, I think even means more than the national championship.
I am so very happy for Michigan. My boss is a Michigan alum. I like the University of Michigan a lot. I love the fact that you all beat Ohio State. Don't tell Tim that, although he'll listen to this and he'll give me shit later. Go Blue. Although I maintain I would have rather that been a 4-1. Our defense versus your offense. Let's see what happens.
Sure.
The strength of our team stopping the run, the strength of your team running the football, that would have been a fun game. But hey, neither here nor there. Turner, back to you.